You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 314, covering week 19, May 8th to 14th, 2023. Chris Lattner and Tim Davis introduced the new Mojo programming language, combining ease of application for research and rapid production of prototypes with suitability for high-performance end products. The project focuses on developing for machine learning, but is presented as a general-purpose language that expands the capabilities of Python by system programming and suitable for a wide range of tasks. For example, language is applicable to areas such as high-performance computing, data processing, and conversion. Leonard Pottering spoke about the preparation of an addition to the systemd manager to enable a soft reboot mode, which leads to the restart of only the components of the user's space without touching the Linux kernel. Soft reboot will reduce downtime during the update of environments using ready-made system images. The new mode will allow you to complete the work of all processes in the user's space, then replace the image of the root file system with a new version and start the process of initialization of the system without rebooting the kernel. In addition, saving the state of the working core when replacing the user environment will allow you to update some services in live mode, letting you transfer file descriptors and listening network sockets for these services from the old environment to the new one. Thus, it will be possible to significantly reduce the time to replace one version of the system with another and provide seamless transfer of resources to the most important services that will continue to work without stopping. Alpine Linux 3.18 is out, a minimalist distribution built on the Muscle system library and a set of BusyBox utilities. The distribution features increased security requirements and is assembled with Stack Smashing Protection, SSP. OpenRC is used as an initialization system. APK, its own packet manager, is used to manage packages. Alpine is used to form official Docker container images and is used in the PostMarket OS project. ISO images for x86-64, x86, ARMHF, ARCH64, ARMv7, PPC64LE, and S390X are prepared in 6 versions, standard, with a core without patches, extended, for virtual machines, and for the Xen hypervisor. The production of the minimalist computer-aided design system CADZinho 0.3.0 has been published, which provides tools for creating simple two-dimensional technical drawings. The code is written in C with additions to Lua and is licensed under the MIT license. The output is generated using SDL 2.0 and OpenGL API 3.2. The builds are prepared for Linux, Windows, and Mac OS. The program supports drawing shapes such as lines, polygonals, grids, circles, arcs, ellipses, text, douching, splines, block inserts, attributes, broken lines, and size arrangement. It supports files in DXF and SVG format and can be exported in PDF format. The OpenTunes 1.7 project was published, which continues work on the original code of the professional 2D animation package Toons. Toons was used in the production of the animated series Futurama and other award-nominated animated films. In 2016, the Toons code was opened under the BSD license and has continued to evolve as a free project since then. OpenTunes supports the connection of plugins with effects implemented using machine learning technologies. For example, using effects, you can automatically change the image style and simulate distorted falling light, as in cartoons taken using classic technologies used before the appearance of digital animation packages. The developers of the Thunderbird email client published a financial report for 2022. The project received donations in the amount of $6.4 million over 3 years. In 2021, it was $2.8 million. The project's expenditures amounted to $3.569 million, and 79.8% of that was associated with salaries. Currently, 24 employees are working on the project. Other expenditures included 6.9% on administration and 0.3% on marketing. The remaining costs are related to the payment of professional services, such as the Human Resources Service, tax management, and agreements with Mozilla, payment for access to the build infrastructure. According to available statistics, about 8 to 9 million active Thunderbird users per day and 17 million active users per month were recorded. A year ago, there were about the same indicators. 95% of users use Thunderbird on the Windows platform, 4% on Mac OS, and 1% on Linux. The release of the lightweight HTTP server LightTPD 1.4.70, trying to combine high performance security compliance with standards and flexibility, was announced. LightTPD is suitable for use on high-load systems and targets low memory and CPU resources. The project code is written in the C language and is distributed under the BSD license. The release of AMA Linux 9.2, synchronized with the new release of RHEL and containing all the changes proposed to this release, was announced. Installation images are prepared for x86-64, ARM64, PPC64LE, and S390X architectures in the form of a bootable, minimal, and full image. Live images with GNOME, KDE, Mate, and XFCE will be available for download later, as well as images for Raspberry Pi boards, containers, and cloud platforms. The distribution is fully binary compatible with Red Hat Enterprise Linux and can be used as a replacement for RHEL 9.2 and CentOS 9 Stream. Mesa 23.1.0, the release of the free implementation of the OpenGL and Vulkan API, has been announced. The first release of the Mesa 23.1.0 branch has an experimental status. A stable 23.1.1 should follow shortly. Mesa 23.1 is able to support the Vulkan 1.3 graphics API in the ANV drivers for Intel's GPU, RADV for the GPU AMD, TU for the GPU Qualcomm, and in emulator mode VN. Support for Vulkan 1.1 is implemented in the software rasterizer LavaPipe LVP, and Vulkan 1.0 in the driver V3DV, GPU Broadcom Video Core 6 from Raspberry Pi 4. Mesa also provides full support for OpenGL 4.6 for i965, Iris, Intel, Radeon SI, AMD, LVM pipe drivers. Support for OpenGL 4.5 is available for GPU AMD R600, NVIDIA NVC0, and Qualcomm Adreno, FreeDreno. OpenGL 4.3 for Virgil, Virgil Virtual GPU, Virgil 3D for Kimook/KVM, and OpenGL 4.2 for driver D3D12, a plum for OpenGL on top of DirectX 12. The experimental build of the distribution Simply Linux RV 2023-0422 for the RISC-V 64 architecture is ready for testing. The distribution is a simple system with a classic XFCE-based desktop. The development distribution company Basalt SPO is part of the international community RISC-V and is working to support various RISC-V64 boards. Synstrom Audible has announced the opening of the firmware for Deluge's music equipment, combining in one portable device a sound synthesizer, sampler, groove box, and sequencer designed to create electronic music and live performances with elements of improvisation. The code is scheduled to be published on GitHub on June 5th under the GPL v3 license. After the opening of the code, Synstrom Audible will provide support for the official code base. They will support it in the current form and publish new releases of the firmware. Separately, they plan to create a repository for the community with firmware for different variants of the synthesizer, where a fork of the official repository will develop, allowing for changes from third-party developers. The use of firmware is not subject to any additional restrictions except for the requirement of the GPL v3 license. For example, the code can be used in commercial projects, but the changes made to it will need to be opened under the same license. The GNU Shepherd 0.10 System Manager is available, combining the initialization system and management toolkit. The project is being developed by GNU GUIX System Distribution Developers as an alternative to the SysV init initialization system that supports dependencies. The control daemon and utility Shepherd are written in Guile, which is also used to determine the setting of services. Shepherd is already used in the GNU GUIX system distribution and also targets GNU Herd use, but it can work in any POSIX-compatible OS for which Guile is available. Shepherd activates on the launch and stop of services, taking into account the relationship between services, dynamically identifying and running the services on which the selected service depends. Shepherd also supports the identification of conflicts between services and prevents them from being implemented simultaneously. The project can be used both as the main initialization system and in a separate form to control the background processes of individual users, for example, to run Tor, Privoxy, mcron, etc., with the implementation of the user data rights. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.